ladies, welcome back to the table. We are now in our Bible study segment, so if you have a Bible, you can open it up to Genesis chapter 10. This is lesson number 20 with our teacher, Connie Stample. Hey, Connie.
Hello, Amy.
What are we going to be learning about today?
Well, we're doing Genesis chapter 10, and this is what they call the Table of Nations. So we're going to hear a lot of names and some locations.
Yes, we'll have a lot of fun with these names because, you know, you get to certain chapters in Scripture, ladies, and there's, you know, you never know how you're going to pronounce them, so you can laugh at me if you like, but we're going to read this together, and then Connie's going to teach. Starting in verse 1 here of chapter 10, these are the generations of the son of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Sons were born to them after the flood. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Mesech, and Tirus. The sons of Gomer are Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarmah. The sons of Javan, Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. From these, the coastland peoples spread in their lands, each with his own language, by their clans and in their nations. Now, Connie, I'm going to stop there. That was the easy part.
Thank you, Amy. We're going to just notice as we go through this chapter, it actually lists 70 different descendants. And so 70 is one of those complete numbers. Yeah. And so not every man is listed, not every family member, but it does tell us a grouping of people. And notice it's by language, clan, nation, and location. And so as the children of Israel are preparing to go into the promised land and Moses is giving them Genesis, it's telling them something about the peoples of the earth and how they're related back to Noah. And again, we talked about the Canaanites the last time we were together. Now in this section, we're talking about those sons of Japheth. And truly, those are the people that are mostly going to settle to the north and the northwest of Israel, present-day Israel. And so that would include the Europeans and perhaps even the people of Asia. Don't know for sure, but names like Tarshish we've heard in the Bible before, and they think that was Spain. Mm. And Dodanim is probably Greece. And so we're finding, you know, God is spreading out the peoples. And again, a hint, we're coming up on, in chapter 11, we're going to be studying the Tower of Babel, but already what's going on here is telling us a little bit about how the peoples are dispersed after the Tower of Babel, because we're learning about different languages, which we didn't have until the Babel account.
Yes. And think of it, ladies, as I read this next section, we're reading about your relatives. So this is fascinating. Here we go. Picking up in verse 6, the sons of Ham, Cush, Egypt, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush are Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Rama, and Sabteca. The sons of Rama, Sheba, and Dedan. Cush fathered Nimrod. He was the first in the earth to be a mighty man. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Therefore, it is said, like Nimrod, a mighty hunter before the Lord. The beginning of his kingdom was Babel, Erech, Akkad, and Cana, and in the land of Shinar. From that land, he went into Assyria and built Nineveh, Rabbath-ir, Calah, and Rezin between Nineveh and Calah. That is the great city. Now Egypt fathered Ludim, Anannim, Lehabim, Nephtilim, Pathrusim, Casluhim, from whom the Philistines came, and Kephtorim. Canaan fathered Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Arkites, and the Sinites, the Arvites, and the Zemarites, and the Hamathites. Afterward, the clans of the Canaanites dispersed, and the territory of the Canaanites extended from Sidon in the direction of Gerar and as far as Gaza, and in the direction of Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, and Zebulim, and as far as Lasha. These are the sons of Ham by their clans, their languages, their lands, and their nations. To Shem also, the father of all the children of Eber, the elder brother of Japheth, children were born. The sons of Shem, Elam, Asher, Arpachshad, Lud, and Aram. Now the sons of Aram are Uz, Hul, Gether, and Mash. Arpachshad fathered Shelah, and Shelah fathered Eber. To Eber were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. Joktan fathered Almundad, Zelpeth, Hazmaraveth, Jera, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Obal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Joab. All of these were sons of Joktan. The territory in which they lived extended from Mesha in the direction of Sephar to the hill country of the east. These are the sons of Shem by their clans, their languages, their lands, and their nations. These are the clans of the sons of Noah, according to their genealogies in their nations, and from these the nations spread above the earth after the flood.
Thank you, Amy. Just thank you so much for reading all those men.
We got through.
And one thing is, whenever I see these lists of people in Scripture, and especially when they toss in a few of the daughters, mm-hmm. I'm thinking, God is so gracious. He knows each and one, every one of us by name. And obviously these are given an account of because it fits God's special purposes, but he knew the name of everyone else who was alive at the time of these people, and he knows us by name. And so that's just beautiful. Going back, though, we started in verse 6 here in this segment with talking about the sons of Ham, and we had Cush, Egypt, Put, and Canaan, and we've already concentrated on Canaan, that grandson of Noah, who is going to be the ancestor, the forebearer of the evil Canaanites, but we also find sons of Ham include Cush and Egypt, and so they figure in Israel's history very much. And in general, the sons of Ham live south and southwest of the Fertile Crescent and the area of where Israel is going to settle. We also know that a specific descendant is named, and this tells us that Nimrod was a mighty hunter. And actually, Nimrod actually means rebel or renegade. And so tells us probably he might not have been on the best terms with God if he's a rebel. But he was a mighty man, and he founded Babel, and he founded Nineveh and several other cities. And so we find out he's a very powerful ruler. And truly, as we consider the history of Israel, we know that the Babylonians and also the Assyrians from Nineveh are going to figure greatly in Israel's history and will actually oppress Israel. So something interesting to notice there. And then we find, again, that we have Canaan mentioned, and we've already talked last time we were together about how Canaan was cursed and how they were going to be a people that the Israelites were told to destroy because of the great evil before the Lord. Interesting grouping of people. And then in verse 21, we come back to Shem, and he's that son of Abraham. He's the son of Noah, who is blessed. And then we find out a list of his people. And then we find that Eber, a child of Shem's, a couple generations down, is highlighted. And so he is going to be the father of the Hebrews.
Hebrew.
And also some of his children are actually going to live in the Arabian area, and they're going to be Arabs. So some of the Arabs actually descend from this same child of Shem. We find that Eber had two sons. One is named Peleg, and his name means division. And perhaps it was at his time that the Tower of Babel occurred and people were dispersed. We don't know. And then he had another son. Eber had another son, Joktan, who was the father of the tribes of the Arab areas. And then we also, as we went through this, I'm sure we probably heard a few names that we've heard elsewhere in Scripture, like Ophir, the gold of Ophir. Yeah. And also even back there with the first son, we had Gog and Magog and Gomer and all. And so throughout Scripture, some of these names come up again, and we know that God knows each and every one of these people. I think what I think about when I pull all this together is I consider how God desires people from every nation, tribe, language, tongue to know him. And when the Bible comes to its conclusion in Revelation, we see that happens.
Yeah.
And so even though these peoples are dispersed and they have different customs and languages and they live in different places and they have different ancestors, God desires them to come and know him. And so in our assignment today, there's a couple scriptures from Revelation which help us to just pull that together. But Amy, if you would just pick one of those and read, that'd be great for us to understand what God's plan is for all peoples.
Yeah, let's start in Revelation chapter 5. This is just 9 and 10 here. And they sang a new song saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth."
Oh, thank you, Amy. And so God, Jesus Christ, has redeemed people from every people group and language, and that is his desire, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing. We also know that Paul understood that God was in control of where people dispersed to and what they did. And going back to Acts 17:26, when he's speaking to the men on Mars Hill in Athens, he talks about God's purpose in how where people are. And Amy, if you'd read that, that'd be great too.
Yes, starting in Acts 17:26, and he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place.
All right, thank you. And I think just as women, if we're going to bring this home to our own lives, God knows the family we were born in. He knows our ancestors. He knows why we've got the color hair we do and the color eyes and our body and everything. He knows where we were going to live. Yeah. And he has a plan and purpose for each and every one of us. And as I think about that, it just makes me realize each and every one of us is special to God.
Oh, amen. Connie, thank you so much. I'm sure that that's part of what we'll be talking about next. Nancy will be here in the next segment with me as we put application to what we've just heard. We will be right back.